podcast. This is Twisted Cat. I've got my friend Dave here with me.
Hello!
We have just left the Godsmack Hailstorm Monster Truck Show. Not that there were monster trucks. There was a band from Canada, as they kept telling us, called Monster Truck.
Wait, where were they from?
Canada, I believe.
Are you sure?
I'm not 100% positive, okay. But I've been led to believe that perhaps they were from Canada.
But there were four monster trucks, because there were four of them.
Yeah, wow. So they were definitely from the southern part of Canada.
This is true. This is true. I think it was Biloxi, Ontario.
Possibly. Yeah, that was one of the most southern rock bands I think I've ever had the pleasure of seeing on stage. They were pretty good.
They're all right.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't not see them again if they were playing with someone I wanted to see.
Yeah, for me, it was like they were kind of a combination of Skinner and like the Black Crows or with Uriah Heep's organist.
Okay, sure.
Kind of a deal. Yeah.
Yeah, their organist was good. He was really into it. I thought he was doing a good job. It's neat to me to see an organist with, you know, like a fairly stripped down band.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was nice.
It's always weird for me to see a guy on keys, like at a rock concert, because I always think, wow, they've got their hands glued to the board and it's like their feet are trying to get away because they're trying to look like they're doing something and they're into it. And they are, but they're fixed, you know?
Yeah. Oh God, I saw a band recently. I don't remember which band it was, but yeah, their keyboardist was the happiest dude on the face of the planet. And he was like bouncing all over the fucking place. Oh, I don't remember who it was. I think it was one of the shows I saw at either the Mayan or the Weltern. I'll have to check with Batman when he gets back. Batman is not with me, by the way, because the motherfucker is in the Philippines diving.
Where it's like daytime now.
Yeah,
how
seriously.
Is that?
But and Patch and Shauna are on their way to Japan, so they also missed out. So Dave was kind enough to accompany me to this show. So Hailstorm. Oh my God, I love Lizzie so much.
Yeah, she was good. I do want to say that we saw three bands and we talked about to see four drummers, which is awesome.
Yes.
And yeah. Actually, like the drummers for me were the highlight of like every set.
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, RJ was in rare form tonight.
He was awesome.
I absolutely adore him. I think he went through like three costume changes.
Yes.
But yeah, he was on.
Yeah, he started with like this little like 80s mod kind of thing going.
Yeah, like a red suit but with shorts, yeah. Kind of a little Angus Young going on there. But and then he lost the jacket and the tie.
Like after the first or second song, after they went black after their first like mini set. Yeah, he lost it right away, which I was like, is he really going to play with that thing on the entire time?
No,
that's hot.
No, he's not, yeah.
And I didn't realize at first that the pants for that suit were shorts. So, I was like, oh, he's wearing shorts. That's cute. And then eventually he was wearing a fire department shirt, but which fire department was it? New York? I couldn't see.
I didn't even see it. No.
Yeah.
I was too busy watching him throw sticks and miss sticks every once in a while, which is just as hilarious as anything
else. Sure. And he did his big stick shtick.
Yes, that was very funny. It was the first time I had ever seen Hailstorm, so I was not familiar with that shtick. The shtick with the spits.
Lizzie's voice was so good tonight.
Yes.
Oh my God. Like, I normally love her vocals anyway, but yeah.
Yeah. The only thing is, I really hope that she, and I'm sure she does, I hope she really takes care of her throat, because she does a lot of raspy and a little bit of vocal fry.
Yeah.
So, but, I mean, such emotion in her voice, and she is just into it. And so is that. Actually, both them and Godsmack are just so into the music that they're doing.
Yes.
And it's so awesome to see the energy come off of them like that.
Yeah, they're both in the same sort of genre for me as Shinedown in terms of being super into the music and really engaged with the crowd.
Yeah.
And not in a stand the fuck up, motherfuckers sort of way, which I hate.
Yeah.
It's like, I've paid money to see you, don't tell me what to do.
Yeah. Take note, Kanye. That's not what you do.
or the, what was it? We saw Saliva like a year or two ago. And he got mad at the crowd because they weren't doing what he wanted them on a Tuesday at the Whiskey. And I was like, yeah, I can't even. Anyway, yeah, Lizzie was amazing. The band was amazing. She did a couple of like really just sort of a cappella.
Oh my God. And you know what? I got to say, she is probably one of the few singers. I mean, it doesn't even need to be delineated between male and female, but she's one of the few singers in rock that can just come out to an a cappella piece.
Yeah.
And she's just unafraid. She's spot on. Her tempo was awesome.
Yeah.
And she can carry a tune.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, her and Dorothy are two of my most favorite vocalists of any gender currently in rock. So, yeah. Absolutely amazing. Those shoes. I don't know if you noticed the shoes. I noticed people's shoes. Oh my God. I don't understand how she like dances around and plays guitar and sings wearing like, what are those, like 7-inch stilettos?
They were huge. Approaching Gene Simmons-esque.
And she's all in black except for these cherry red shoes.
Yep.
Absolutely fantastic. Her costuming is always spot on. And then Godsmack, you know, I think this is my second time this year seeing them. I saw them in Irvine when they were touring with Shinedown. Yeah, it was interesting because the Irvine show, there was all of these like visual effects, lots of like pyrotechnics. I feel like Sully's drum set was on fire at some point. And this was a super stripped down set.
It was one thing that really caught my eye. It was almost Spartan was the word I came up with.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, eight half stacks with their heads and like two pairs of calves, and that was it.
Yeah, it was like they were playing in an empty warehouse or something.
Yeah, and then the drummer was on his little electrical parade version of the group. That was just awesome.
Yeah, both of them had the little electric light parade, like drum risers going on. I love watching Sully do his drum battle.
Yes, that is always the highlight for the show for me, no matter what. I mean, they have some great songs. One really big thumbs up for them. Really playing a set that supported their album. You know, you got some exposure to some of their newer songs. And it really shows, in your mini album review, it shows how they've progressed, in terms of their musicianship and that they're really trying to stretch out to do other things. And it's really much more of a hard rock feel than like the old new metal stuff.
They have evolved.
Yes. So, but yeah, the dueling drum is just, it's always the highlight.
Yeah, and they did, you know, lovely acoustic piano version of Sweat Under Your Scars, which is, you know, major tug on your heartstrings.
Yes.
And currently one of my favorites of theirs. They did a cover of AC/DC, yes.
Yeah.
That was fun. Which,
I couldn't tell if it was really staged or not. Definitely the guitar tech was not ready to bring out that guitar. But, I mean, even with that, even if it was impromptu, just big thumbs up to the light guy, because whatever he riffed on, he did a good job. You could tell it probably wasn't quite planned.
Yeah.
But he adapted, and he did a really good job. And that was the thing that I was telling you earlier was, you saw two really polished bands in Godsmack and Hailstorm.
Oh, yeah.
And then Monster Truck, show's not quite as polished. You see what's there, and they could really do some good stuff. But, you know, it's like I was making a comment about their light show, a little bit out of sync at times.
I think they were using the house lighting guy, it's always kind of iffy to begin with.
Right.
And just speaking of like between the house and the touring tech crew, there were like three lighting boards out there at the beginning of the show, and I couldn't tell which one they were going to use for what. I mean, there was some serious tech going on.
Yeah, absolutely. Which is weird, I mean, because again, Godsmack is such a sparse set.
Yeah.
But you need all that stuff. So I think there was more tech in the boards were the sound and the lighting and there were actually on the stage.
The Hailstorm set was much more programmed.
Yes.
And I was watching the lighting guy during Godsmack, you know, essentially jamming.
Yeah.
Which was great. I love it, and it's looked amazing.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, he knew their songs, so you could tell backward and forward.
Sure.
He knew, and I'm sure some of it comes out in rehearsals, too, where, you know, we're going to do this thing and do this thing. This is the first time I'd ever seen the dueling drum solo be so coordinated with the lights. They were just so spot on with that light show during that whole thing. Whereas before, I'd, you know, you'd see spotlights hit the person who's active at any given time. But this, I mean, they just, you know, the mixing of the colors and just the rhythm and the tempo of the lights going in and out was just so spot on. It just made it all better.
And folks who have been listening to this podcast will be happy to know there was very little highlighter yellow going on. There was some, but very little. And where it was, I didn't hate it. So, you know, it is apparently impossible to do highlighter yellow lighting without making me angry.
Good to know.
In case there's any LDs, I can actually listen to this podcast. The crowd kind of reminded me how much I hate people sometimes.
Oh, God, did you hear the lady behind us when Sully was like, you know, hey, we're in front of one of the best cities in America.
One of the best?
It's like, he said you're one of the best. He's trying to be nice. Shut up.
Okay. This is the same woman who I actually had to turn around and ask. So Lizzie Hale was doing just an amazing, not quite a cappella, but stripped down, very vocal thing. And these two women behind me are just having this very loud conversation. And I finally turned around after staring at them for a while and staring at a guy who was with them, just kind of shrugged at me. And I was like, hey, so do you mind taking your conversation up there? This is really good music. And I just kind of got like a weird look. Some kind of non sequitur reply.
How dare you?
I'm like, dude, you paid how much money for these tickets? Just go. Go talk somewhere else. Let us listen to the music.
Yep. I totally agree. I'm not a big one for talking throughout an entire set of music.
No, and, you know, my usual solution is to text whoever I'm with if I really feel like I need to make, like, you know, peanut gallery comments, and then they can engage or not engage, and I'm not direct disturbing anybody else.
Right. Just note that won't work for me because my thing is on vibrate and I probably won't feel it.
Mine's usually on silent, so.
Oh, there you go.
But it still somehow works. I don't know.
You're psychic.
Oh, yeah, there is that. Yeah, I got a text in the middle of this from this person who was going to go feed the dog who was like, I can't find the app to get in your door. And my thing was on silent and I still caught it, so I don't know. Anyway, back to the music. Yeah, this was worth driving to San Diego for. Did I mention we drove to San Diego for this?
We did, and the trip down sucked.
Thank you, Dave, so much for driving.
Sure. I still am. I may not make it back yet, so don't thank me yet.
Yeah, we're in the middle of some kind of crazy fog bank. But yes, well, we're in the van, you know, because in the van.
Yeah, we're going to the river.
So... I think that's all I have. Do you have any closing thoughts?
I know. I just, if you ever get a chance to see Hailstorm or Godsmack, take advantage of it.
Yes.
They both do great shows.
Yes.
I've seen Godsmack now about 5 or 6 times, and they never disappoint.
Nice.
This type of lineup is a 1A. Kind of a thing. It got played a little bit longer, but I guess technically it's their show.
Yeah, but it was very much like a co-headlining kind of show.
Yeah, but I mean, Hailstorm got a good 60 minutes out of it. And totally worth it.
Yeah. For sure. All right, so get in the van.